Om Namah Shivaya. Today I will speak about the meditation, our favorite subject. So everybody wants to do meditation, and challenge is when we are trying to meditate, we couple things happens. First of all, we don't know what we are doing. Sometimes we also have question if we are doing it correctly, if we should be feeling something, or if we should be trying to do something differently. So let me clarify a couple things. The meditation is really very vast, so there are many ways of meditating, and there are different ways of going deeper in your consciousness through the use of breath, mantras, yoga, etc. So any method that works for you is your method. It doesn't have to be specific, it doesn't have to be exactly as said by somebody. Try to really understand the basic, which is to be with yourself, right? And one of the main technique, Lord Shiva was explaining Ma Parvati, is to focus on the breath. Breath is the key, and once you focus on the breath, your meditation starts happening naturally. So when I say focus on the breath, what does it mean? It really means that when we close our eyes, and all this darkness and light and all these thoughts are appearing in the mind. There is so much going on. Everything that happened today or previously is there lingering. Have you got to where you are? Is lingering upon you. And the mind is just not at rest. So the way you try to bring the mind to a bit more concentration, stable mode, is tell the mind that you are going to now focus on the breath. You have to train your mind, right? So to train the mind, let's do a couple of breathing exercises where you will try to focus on your breath, okay? So become aware of the way you are sitting, your arms, your back, your head, your eyes, your smile. And now as we breathe in, we are just going to look at the breath with your inner eyes. And instead of thinking about something, let's put the mind to work, because mind is good at doing something when you tell the mind to do something. So let's watch as we breathe. And keep watching as the breath goes in. Who is breathing? who is taking their breath in, become aware. And when you are done inhaling, you can hold the breath in wherever you were able to reach. Just keep it there. When you hold, it feels forever, as if you just want to exhale. But you've been breathing all your life and still not getting in touch with it. So try to hold it. Use your muscles. Use your power. Push it deep in your lungs. And if you cannot hold it more in the lungs, imagine if you are drinking it and drink it in your belly. Push it down through diaphragm wall in the belly. Push it in. Feel the big bulge forming in the belly. You're still holding the same breath. Look at your third eye between the two eyes on your forehead. And be aware of the breath you are holding, where you are sitting, the force you are exerting on yourself. And as you can feel the pressure, and then you cannot hold it any longer, don't exhale yet. Bring it up in your lungs back. Hold it there for a couple of seconds. And then exhale slowly. Just one breath could become such a long journey. And that's when the perception of time that passes by every moment becomes clear. The time is going every moment, every second it is passing. It's changing. So many things happening in the life, trying to catch up. But we forget all that that is happening is one thing, but you are the one who is witnessing it all. So, put it aside and just focus on the breath again. Let's repeat. Breathe. Keep your focus on your third eye. And then breathe in. Hold it in your lungs. As long as you can, push them out. See your alignment of the spine. Feel the strength in your shoulders to hold it. Hold it in lungs as long as you can. And when you are ready to exhale, don't exhale. Try to drink it in. When you drink it in, it will go in the stomach. It's amazing. It doesn't really go in the stomach physically. It's a feeling. It's an imagination. But that imagination does something in your brain. as yogis and siddhas in Himalaya say, as my guru says, hold it in your stomach. Make a tight fist. Don't let it go. That one breath is long enough for you to live. As you look in your stomach, the feeling of heat, something moving, right to left, in a clockwise movement. Also, you can feel the energy moving left to right, counterclockwise. You're still holding the same breath you took long time ago. With your power and strength, it stays in. And now bring it up in your lungs. Don't exhale. Lock it in your lungs. And then let go slowly. So this is a very simple breathing exercise that helps immensely when you try to meditate. In meditation, our mind is the one you want to get away from, because it has habit of thinking, it has habit of doing something. So put the mind to work, and that work is to focus on the breath. So when you do that, the mind will start coming in your control instead of the mind trying to control you. So practice this, and we will talk again soon. Thank you. Bye bye. Om Namah Shivaya.